Tonight on the Worldview Report, the governor of the state of Virginia says the time has finally come to rid the state of its oppressive COVID restrictions that still haunt certain small businesses. Chris Beck, a retired Navy SEAL, says CNN used him to promote transgenderism in a 2013 interview he had with host Anderson Cooper. Now he's retransitioning back to his biological male gender and has a story to tell you that you will not want to miss. Democrats are trying to sneak some really egregious laws into an annual bill meant to fund our nation's military. We'll show you where the poison pills are located and what they will accomplish if the Republicans fail to get them removed. Walmart's CEO says the company may have to close stores and raise prices if it can't get its problem with massive organized theft under control. And more than 400 churches in Texas vote to break away from the United Methodist Church after the denomination makes it clear where it stands on a key moral issue. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Tuesday signed an executive order ending COVID-19 fines and penalties in the state of Virginia. Quote, while we can't undo the damage done during the Northam administration, we are taking action going forward to end COVID-era draconian overreach, end quote. That's what the governor said. He also wants a, quote, reimbursement process, end quote, for those who paid unjust fines. WUSA 9 reported that Youngkin issued an executive order Tuesday ending the, well, collection and enforcement of fines and fees placed on individuals and businesses that violated COVID-19 shutdowns, directing enforcement agencies, boards, and commissions to report all fines, fees, and suspensions. In a release from the governor's office, Youngkin said he is requiring a statewide review of the COVID penalties placed during the Northam administration. Youngkin stated in a press release, quote, the fact that businesses are still dealing with COVID-19 related penalties and fines is infuriating. Livelihoods are on the line. In the previous administration, we saw our government shut down businesses, close our schools, and separate us from each other, end quote. The governor's decision to take action came none too soon. Matt Strickland, an Iraq war veteran, is owner of Gourmelt's, a small restaurant in Fredericksburg, Virginia. On Friday, Virginia State Sheriff deputies and state police entered his establishment and told him they were shutting him down. Strickland refused to close up shop during the lockdown 2 years ago. Like many of us, he has a family to feed, and he did not want to lose his business. Well, on Friday, December 2nd, the police were sent in to shut him down for operating without a business license. His license had been suspended during the COVID lockdowns when he refused to close his restaurant. He wrote on Twitter, quote, help me end this tyranny, end quote. Take a look at Matt confronting the police who were, quote, just doing their job, end quote, in the December 2nd raid on his business.
I've actually been found to be detrimental to the community, but you're still going to shut a man's business down over that. You're not here to discuss whether or not they're unconstitutional. You're just here to do your job, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to enforce that regardless, right? Yeah. So you're part of the problem, man. I want you to know that. You're part of the problem. 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 Everybody in here, every one of you, man. What's going on in this country right now? The reason that we're in the situation we're in as the United States of America, you're part of the problem, sir. Just doing their job, and they're going to continue to do their job. All to preserve themselves. Nothing is more important than themselves, man. Their country is not as important as themselves. I guess your family's not either, sir. Because if you got children, you're setting them up for failure. By not standing up right now, today, you're setting your kids up for failure. You're setting your family up for failure.
Wow. Fantastic. On the ground reporting there, illustrating how the government is destroying small businesses. Still, 2 years later, through illegal, unconstitutional COVID mandates. Kudos to that Iraq war veteran for exposing this evil perpetrated against him. The evil often walks through the door, not with guns drawn, but with smiles on their faces and a smug professionalism. Chris Beck, a retired Navy SEAL, says CNN used him to promote transgenderism in a 2013 interview he had with host Anderson Cooper. Resist the Mainstream reports that Beck was a decorated veteran who served as part of SEAL Team 6. He told the world in 2013 that he identified as a woman named Christine Beck during a CNN interview. During a two-hour sit-down interview, Beck told journalist Robbie Starbuck, quote, "Everything you see on CNN with my face, do not even believe a word of it. I take full responsibility. I went on CNN and everything else. And that's why I'm here right now. I'm trying to correct that," end quote. Beck revealed to Starbuck that he had a single meeting with Veteran Affairs. It was less than an hour before he was told he was transgender and offered hormones. Quote, "I had so much going wrong in my system when I started taking those," end quote. Beck explained, adding, quote, "Some of that was paid for by the VA, and I'm sorry to the American people that I did that," end quote. Beck has been off those hormones for 7 years, but said later in the interview, while fighting back tears, quote, "They used me so well. I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. And the woman out there and all these kids, I'm sorry. If they could forgive me not knowing anything. And the experts that knew definitely used that," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "I know God will forgive me," end quote, adding, quote, "You don't understand how bad this is. It's the destruction of family. It's killing these kids. I'm going to live with this my whole life. I destroyed my family 10 years ago," end quote. Here's an excerpt from Beck's interview with Robbie Starbuck.
"They should be. There was a time when transgender, like what I thought I was, and I'm going to go into a lot of that, so that, remember that. It was not easy. It was like difficult. You had to go through a lot. You also saw like what was happening in society. You're like, I don't want to do that. Nobody wanted to do that. It wasn't something that you lose your job, you lose your friends. I was making $200,000 a year before I came out. I had a great job. I had all my friends. I had a life. Right now, it's like about 1% in those days. It was a real low number. And now it's upwards of what, 20%? I mean, nobody knows, you know, but that kind of a jump, it was like this really long line, and then boom, it just jumps up. What happened? And that's what I'm asking. And now there's like, what, thousands of gender clinics being put up all over America. I think if you had one gender clinic in First State, that would be a lot, you know, because there's so few amount of people. Now what's happening is somehow this became popular or something happened. I don't know. There's kids right now who are teenagers. There's 13-year-olds right now. These girls who possibly being bullied, possibly anxiety, depression, adjustment disorder, eating disorder. There's a whole bunch of things that could be happening in these young people's lives. But as soon as they go in and see a psychologist, and this happened to me too, so it's personal knowledge. They go in to see a psychologist and they start talking about their past. They start talking about, and I talked about it, about some sexuality stuff. I talked about, hey, I put on, you know, my sister's clothes when I was a kid, and I do some of it now. And it makes me feel better. I just can relax. I just go, ah, oh, I just, it like takes a weight off my shoulders. What does it take off? Like the masculine weight or something? It's really heavy. But there's so many things we have to unpack here. Now imagine you're 13 years old and going through all this. That's the problem. There's too many other things we have to go through to get there. As soon as they go in and say, I'm a tomboy, I like to do this, and it makes me feel comfortable, they give all their reasons why. And then psychologist, psychiatrist says, oh, you're transgender. And then the next day you're on hormones. And the hormones they're using are the same hormones they used to use for medical castration. It was like a chemical castration for pedophiles. Now they're giving this to healthy 13-year-olds. Does this seem right? And this is what I'm trying to tell America to wake up. If you have children right now, they're in schools right now, and whatever's happening, a lot of people are on board with it. There's actors, there's athletes, there's everybody saying being transgender is great because you have a better life and you're not going to commit suicide because of these surgeries. Now, the fact is, if you check out a country that's been doing this for a long time, Sweden has some data. And now these children that did this really young, they're getting older now. And what's happening to them now? What's the suicide rate? What's happening to them now, and what are they looking at in their life? I look back on my life and I see how I destroyed everything in my life that was holy. The temple of God, our bodies, what we have here. I mean, there's so many things I want to go into. How does a 13-year-old do this? How does a 13-year-old speak into an adult, a psychologist, a PhD, and they're going to have a fair break? They're going to have a chance at even saying, well, it was actually depression. I was just super depressed because I was getting bullied every day because of my haircut. If whatever reason, there's so many reasons. And this is what we have to really look at, and nobody's talking about this. Now,
That was his fiancée sitting there next to him. What a sad story. And you could certainly see the heartbreaking regret in his eyes. Breitbart reports that Senator Steve Daines, Republican of Montana, is one of the senators preventing the Democrats from ramming the controversial Journalism Competition and Preservation Act through Congress without so much as a floor debate. The Breitbart article explains how JCPA is a financial boondoggle for the nation's wealthiest and most powerful media conglomerates. The bill would allow the creation of a joint negotiating entity which functions like a cartel to force arbitration agreements on big tech companies, forcing them to give the media industry financial and other favors. Large media conglomerates and their hedge fund owners look to be the biggest winners of the JCPA should it pass, with provisions in the bill that allow companies that own multiple news outlets to sign up all their publications to join any new cartel, allowing the biggest conglomerates to dominate proceedings. According to Breitbart, quote, the bill would allow the cartel to write its own rules to exclude potential new members, a recipe for sidelining conservatives and alternative media. Protections in the bill against viewpoint discrimination fall flat, as the exclusion and censorship of conservatives in recent years has always been justified using viewpoint-neutral pretexts like, quote, disinformation and extremism, end quote. The article also states there are also national security concerns. China is using the same media companies that would benefit from the bill to push its propaganda. The national security threat is particularly concerning given that Democrats have attempted to attach the JCPA to a must-pass defense spending package, the National Defense Authorization Act. Steve Daines is, according to sources on the Hill, one of several Republican senators making life miserable for Democrats, placing a hold on the bill and preventing it from being passed through the hotline procedure. Another measure the Democrats are trying to sneak into the Defense Authorization Act is gun control. It wouldn't be the first time Democrats hijacked the NDAA to do it. Last year, they tried to put in a national red flag gun confiscation provision. This time, they've added an amendment to set up a program for so-called safe storage of firearms. If this passes, you can count on them using this to justify extreme gun control. Gun Owners of America has sent out an alert on this stealth gun control measure, stating, quote, inevitably, for this to be enforced, there would need to be inspections by the government on civilians on how and where guns are stored, even if it's a voluntary program. This creates a precedent so that the government will figure out the most effective means of investigating your home and figuring out how many firearms you own, where you put them, and how you are able to access them, end quote. If this bill passes, here's the question. How long will it take for this so-called voluntary program to become a mandatory program? Gun Owners of America states that, quote, this amendment does not tackle the root causes of the high service member suicide rate as its proponents claim it does. Rather than actually helping members, this amendment would blame the tool rather than the root problem for causing such tragedies. Removing the rights of our service members does not help them and will not reduce the suicide crisis in our military, end quote. Other countries like South Korea and Guyana already have tough gun control laws and a low amount of firearm ownership. Yet, both countries, listen folks, both countries are on the list of the top five countries with the highest suicide rate. Congress needs to see that. And they need to see that gun control will not help, but rather hurt those who are considering the tragic choice of taking their own life. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. More than 400 churches in Texas associated with the United Methodist Church have voted to disaffiliate from the denomination as the UMC moves towards affirming same-sex marriage and endorsing LGBTQ-identified clergy. That's according to the Roy's Report. In votes held Saturday, two regional UMC bodies, one in Houston, the other in Lubbock, granted approval for 439 churches across Texas to exit the denomination. That's nearly half of all UMC churches in Texas. That's according again to Julie Roy's and the Roy's Report. Texas Annual Conference, meeting at First Methodist Houston West, approved plans for 294 of their 498 churches to disaffiliate. While the Northwest Texas Annual Conference, well, their special session, which was held at Lake Ridge United Methodist Church in Lubbock, affirmed 145 of 201 churches would exit. Hal Sharp, chair of the Texas Annual Conference Board of Trustees, said, quote, "We are incredibly sad that these churches have chosen to break connection with us. However, we have confirmed that they have met the requirements for disaffiliation and are properly before you today," end quote. Roy's reports that many of these congregations are expected to become affiliated with the Global Methodist Church, a denomination started by conservative Methodist leaders in the wake of the UMC's drift towards a liberalized stance on the LGBTQ issues. Some former UMC congregations, including two prominent churches in the Dallas area, plan to remain independent. The Federal Reserve's release of the monthly consumer credit report shows there has been a surge in credit card usage by U.S. households. That's a troubling sign suggesting that in a place of shrinking disposable income, more Americans are forced to max out their credit cards to stay on top of soaring prices. And as the latest consumer credit report showed, in October, the trend continued. Total consumer credit rose $27.1 billion, above last month's $25.8 billion. The left is now so out of control at Walmart that the company's CEO said he may be forced to close stores and increase prices. CEO Doug McMillon told CNBC in a December 6 interview that large-scale shoplifting has become a growing issue for major retailers in recent years, with some CEOs blaming rampant organized crime and lax prosecutors. That's according to CNBC. Theft has become so widespread that is making significant cuts into retail profits and could drive major changes to retail operations. McMillan said, quote, theft is an issue. It's higher than what it has historically been. If that's not corrected over time, prices will be higher and or stores will close, end quote. McMillan said organized theft is mostly confined to certain cities and store locations, and Walmart has good relationships with law enforcement in most areas. But prosecutors' reluctance to charge criminals in shoplifting cases has caused the problem to fester, and it will soon reach a breaking point if not addressed. Target CFO Michael Phillip said in a November statement that the retail giant saw a 50% surge in theft over the past year, costing the company $400 million. FedEx said, according to a Fox Business report, quote, this is an industry-wide problem that is often driven by criminal networks, and we are collaborating with multiple stakeholders to find industry-wide solutions. Along with other retailers, we've seen a significant increase in theft and organized retail crime across our business. As a result, we're making significant investments in training and technology that can deter theft and keep our guests and store team members safe, end quote. The Daily Caller News Foundation reports that retailers industry-wide are facing tough decisions due to skyrocketing crime in more than a few American cities. Chicago, for example, is seeing a mass exodus of corporations from the city amid worsening theft and violent crime. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom said Los Angeles looked like, quote, a third world country, end quote, due to, quote, organized gangs, end quote, conducting large-scale theft. Well, here's a question for Walmart and Target. How many leftists have you backed? How many of you campaigned for liberal, progressive candidates? Well, now your chickens are coming home to roost. Frankly, I don't think many of us feel sorry for you. Ideas have consequences. Elections matter. Your worldview matters. So sorry, Target, sorry, Walmart, and any of you other organizations and companies that lean to the left or are so far to the left you can hardly manage to pick out a leftist from a Marxist. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that politicians that many of you have likely helped have put these policies in place. I'm sorry that many of you have probably supported so many policies that are to the left that they're going to destroy not only your business, but then those who didn't vote for those leftist policies. Sad thing is, when big corporations back candidates that destroy law and order, we all suffer. Maybe they'll realize that, but something tells me they don't understand that your worldview matters, that ideas have consequences, that your worldview is the foundation of your values. The values are the foundation of your conduct. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. As if I didn't have a little commentary on our last news story. The Reverend Raphael Warnock, who was just elected to a new term in the U.S. Senate representing Georgia, famously preached a sermon in which he said Americans must, quote, repent from their love affair with whiteness, end quote. Apparently, that's a popular message in today's America. Not only did the dark message fail to stop Warnock from beating Herschel Walker and getting elected to the Senate, but there are many professors teaching young people in our universities that being white is sinful. Take, for example, Professor Brittany Cooper at Rutgers University.
I think that white people are committed to being villains in the aggregate, right? The real sort of issue here, and I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear. It's not that white people don't know, right, what they have done. They know. They fear that there is no other way to be human but the way in which they are human, which is to, so, you know, like you talk to white people and whenever you really want to have a reckoning about it, they say stuff like, you know, it's just human nature. If y'all had all of this power, you would have done the same thing, right? And it's like, no, that's what white humans did. White human beings thought there's a world here and we own it. Prior to them, Black and brown people have been sailing across oceans, interacting with each other for centuries without total subjugation, domination, and colonialism. Right. We have seen what a show this iteration of treatment of other human beings means, and that my hope is that we would do it differently, you know, in the moments when we have some power. We will not do it perfectly, but I do think that all of us can sort of agree that a politics that says like there are superior and inferior human beings just isn't the way to go. And that's the thing that white people don't trust us to do, because they are so corrupt. You know, their thinking is so morally and spiritually bankrupt about power that they can't let, you know, they fear viscerally, existentially letting go of power because they cannot imagine that there is another way to be. It is either that you dominate or you are dominated. And isn't it sad that is spiritually who they are, and that they can't imagine a sort of more expansive notion of the world?
Well, trust me when I say it got worse from there. And we had to cut it off because of the profanity-laced tirade that this professor launched into about white people. Cooper apparently recorded this video about a year ago with no repercussions whatsoever. According to journalist Christopher Russo, who researches the education establishment's pushing of critical race theory, Cooper is still in her job at Rutgers 1 year after she made those comments and had them posted to Twitter. You can see her page here at the Rutgers University website. You can see that she's still listed as an associate professor whose area of expertise includes such intellectually stimulating topics as Black feminist thought, hip-hop feminism, hip-hop studies, race and gender representation in popular culture, and digital feminism, whatever that is. Well, I'm sure she's a real rock star at Rutgers, and judging from her bio, she could easily have a top spot in the Cultural Marxist Hall of Fame if there were such an institution. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. And you can do that a few ways. One is by doing the bulk of your Christmas shopping, please, at MyPillow.com. But please, use the promo code B66. That's how you get savings and we get credit. If you use another promo code, we don't get credit. And we need the credit to keep producing this broadcast. It takes about 7 of us 15 man hours a day, Monday through Friday, to put it together. So that requires a pretty big budget. We need your help. You are really our big sponsor by going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, socks, hats, scarves. Keeps going. There's a lot there. MyPillow.com, please use that promo code B66. Also, mystore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Check it out. Mystore.com. Again, use that promo code, please, B66. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. You'll find, well, many things there, including emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been distributors of such since 2016. The last couple of days, I've interviewed experts on, well, the power grid. We've reported on the power going out, and in, well, our last report, I checked, power for some is still out in North Carolina due to someone vandalizing one of the substations in that area. This has happened many times in 2022 alone. We had an expert on the other night who recently appeared on 60 Minutes, who's a retired military officer, showing just how vulnerable our power grid is. And our enemies know this. So my friends, what are you going to do if the power goes out for many, many days or many, many weeks or months? Then we have the threat of hyperinflation. We have the threat of, well, bank collapsing due to derivatives and other things we've talked about with experts in the last 24 hours. We have the issue of capital controls. We have the issue of a digital currency coming quickly. What are you going to do when they say, oh, I'm sorry, you've eaten too much meat, and now you're limited in what you can purchase? I'm not kidding. Some people think the things I've warned about over the years were over the top. Well, now they realize they've come true. Many things I said were coming in my books have happened, and happened far more egregiously than I even said they were going to happen. So the question is, are you going to be under their thumb? Are you going to allow them to control you by staying in their system? I don't know why more people have not diversified when it comes to either precious metals or food. And here's your opportunity with freeze-dried food. WVWTVstore.com has a big allotment. You can check it out. I know you can buy it elsewhere. It's a big part of our general operating budget. Thank you for buying it from us. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, don't forget about WVWFoundation.com in your end-of-the-year giving. WVWFoundation.com. My foundation exists to use my radio shows, my TV shows, my documentaries that I put out for free to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview. Many people put this stuff behind a paywall. We put it out there for free. I need your support. Please support our foundation with your end-of-year giving. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Don't forget, I host a Sunday night church service every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. WVWTV.com/live, where we open the Bible and look at the events of the day through the lens of a biblical worldview. Again, that's a big part of my foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.